Think about your last failed relationship. What do you think is the number one reason why that relationship failed? Because according to this survey, the most common contributors to a failed relationship include clinginess, overuse of social media, and poor hygiene.
Wow.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're the one that has to say poor hygiene out loud as the answer, that's kind of embarrassing, right?
Right. Like you're dating a person and like what's wrong with them? Like they're just dirty and you're like, I can't deal with somebody so dirty.
You know what? I mean, funny though, when I look back and I look at the correlations, I mean, my last failed relationship, not clingy, that was more mistrust, disrespect, that kind of thing, you know, running around. The person before that was my ex-wife. We know how that ended, my car in flames.
Right.
But that was, you know, more again of crazy nature and lies and deception. The last serious relationship before that, clinginess.
Yeah. One of the reasons why I fell in love with my husband so much was that he was the opposite of my ex-boyfriend who was so clingy. Like, I remember when I first started dating my now husband, Paul, that we could walk into a bar and he would go one way and I'd go the other. Mm-hmm. And we would hang out with our friends and we would talk and we would go back our ways. And it was never like we were each our individual person. To this day, I could bring Paul anywhere and it's not like he could be by my side. But my ex-boyfriend, like, he couldn't do anything without me.
Yes.
And I was so like over that.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend one time that I swear, you know, even in the business that we're in and her knowing this and having met me while we were in this business, she seemed like she wanted me to take her around the room by her hand and introduce her to each and every person and almost start a conversation for her where she was a perfectly smart girl. Definitely somebody that was approachable and could have her own, you know, weight in conversations. I ran into a guy that dated her after her and I broke up. Like this is, you know, a year or two after we had been together. And he told me about how they went to a party. It was him and some of her girlfriends. And one of the girlfriends started giving him stuff because he wasn't like hanging out with them that much. And he literally said those words, "Do I have to take you by the hand and introduce you to everybody here?" Mm-hmm. And he said, "Bro, I don't know what happened, but it was a trigger event. The whole thing went crazy." And I was like, "Cause that's what I said. That's what I used to say."
Yeah. Clinginess is the number one contributor to a failed relationship.
Very unattractive.
Poor hygiene, we get it. But overuse of social media coming in at number two. That I thought was really interesting.
Well, you know, you're buried in your phone. You're sharing the things that are happening in your relationship with the rest of the world before you're actually talking about it with that person. I mean, that wouldn't be fun, I don't think.
I guess so. Number four is no sense of humor. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you nuts right now? 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Lydia, that's all I need to know about you.
If you move my stuff without telling me, that's all I need to know about you. God.
Who is doing that?
I have a coworker who comes into my cubicle area and touches my stuff. Like, she rearranges stuff, she borrows things, and then doesn't put it back where it belongs. It frustrates me because then I waste, like, 15 minutes looking for something. You know, like, you don't touch other people's stuff. And if you do, without asking, at least have the common decency to put it back where you found it, right?
Absolutely. Mm.
Shared spaces at work, it's tough, right? I mean, because, you know, if you've got a place that runs 24/7 and you do your 8 hours there, you feel like, you know, obviously your work is the center of the universe when you're there, right? Because, you know, you're putting in your hard 8 hours, right? Then somebody else comes in and just totally disregards it. You say to yourself, I don't do that, but you kind of do.
The minute someone sits in my seat and moves one thing,
oh yeah,
I lose my mind because it's like, I know you've been in my space.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
It's what? Goldilocks and the Bears, right? Mm-hmm. You can tell the second somebody was there, too.
Yep.
The second something is just an inch moved. I'm the same way. We have shared spaces, too. It drives me insane. I always regard anybody who sets up anything different than me as an idiot.
Yep.
But that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just do it their way and I do it mine.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
When you take a selfie with your baby on your stained mattress and put it on Facebook.
Ew.
That's all I need to know about you.
Ew.
Yeah, checking the backdrop is a thing, right? You're supposed to look around.
Yeah, check the back before. Check the background before you take a picture.
I mean, put down a throw blanket or something.
It's
a baby. You've definitely got materials around you could cover the stain up with.
So nasty.
Yes.
On the other hand, I hate carpet because it just all ends up stained. No matter what, doesn't matter where you are.
Elle, that's all I need to know about you.
The people that carry their pillows through the airport.
Like, isn't that yucky? Don't you want the, like, normal people air not on your pillow?
Yep.
So it bugs me out when I see this in hotels, too. I know it's a thing that a lot of people do take their own pillows to hotels, but it bugs me out anybody carrying their pillow anywhere, to tell you the truth. On the other hand, the neck pillow thing for the airport, that thing is useless. I don't care. I have one of those neck pillows for when I travel. My wife always says, don't forget your neck pillow, and I shove it immediately back up in the attic. I don't want that thing. No part of it anymore. It doesn't bring me any relief.
Just imagine bringing your pillow on a plane. With
full size.
Oh, gosh. And then bringing it and having it touch the hotel pillows?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I mean, the seat is so small. My pillow is not going to fit here anyways.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hello.
What is going on?
There's just a lot going on. I'm sure you saw the karaoke clips.
Yeah, Raven singing karaoke is honestly not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
You only saw the one. You should see the one with him and my sister's boyfriend. Oh, gosh. It was, and him and my sister-in-law, crazy.
How many performances did you do, Raven?
I did like 4 or 5. I mean, you have to be the person that really rips the lid off the thing and gets it going. So to be fair, you know, this is after we had already been out and drinking for hours there. So I was in rough shape. It wasn't the perfect singing conditions. Had I, you know, soothed with some tea earlier, not been having alcoholic beverages, I might have been able to, you know, hold it together a little bit longer.
I feel like your choice of meatloaf was a good choice because that's probably the most like you sound like him.
Mm.
You know, like hoarse and kind of like a Muppet.
I could have done Hootie and the Blowfish also, but you know, I figured like that was a little bit much, you know.
There was a Brian McKnight duo with my brother-in-law that was absolutely hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, the one where he does the counting thing.
Oh, I have to find this. I have to find this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, videos can be provided there.
Send me the videos. Let's get those. I'm going to work on that right now. I'm going to grab those videos. We'll evaluate your karaoke. Definitely. We'll do that coming up in a little bit when I get it all set. So how's he been behaving as a husband in general?
I mean, great. I mean, you know, that last weekend was supposed to be about me and my sisters being together for the first time. And let me tell you, his bromance with my brother-in-law is ridiculous. Like, that's it. The moment they see each other, they don't speak to the rest of us for the rest of the weekend. It's like,
I mean,
they
works out
together.
Perfectly.
They go to the bathroom together like girls, Anna. It's absolutely ridiculous. I love it.
True?
It makes my heart happy. But, oh, yeah.
Raven, you go to the bathroom?
Listen, I said I was going to the bathroom. He's like, I also need to use the restroom. I can't tell him not to.
Okay.
I know. It seemed awkward to me, too. I mean, it was a big bathroom, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Cheesecake Factory, many stalls.
Yeah.
Many stalls.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he started talking to one of my sisters and, like, stole his seat. And if you would have saw the look on Raven's face, like, he lost his best friend, it was ridiculous. I was like, are you jealous? He was like, yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, no. You don't have any friends to sit next to.
Yeah. I mean, I could see in his face, too. He was drowning. He needed my help. He wanted oxygen. I was trying to help him. But, you know, trying to pry Vanessa away from him is, like, it's tough. Yeah, it was tough. But a great trip, that's for sure.
All right, good. Yeah. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
For the week, I mean, besides what he did to my second refrigerator that I cannot use now because he stocked it full of all beer. I can't fit any food in there. I mean, he was going to get an A for Boston, and then I came home to that. So he's getting a B, Anna. Had to knock him down a grade.
I'll take a B for lots of beer.
Yeah.
You won't be complaining when you reach for a beer.
I'm going to go find all those karaoke clips, and we're going to evaluate your karaoke. That's going to be coming up next.
I mean, I crushed it.
Any guesses on what the top 3 karaoke songs are that are performed nationally? It's not that.
You're letting the cat out of the bag here.
I am.
You know what? Just from my experience, I'm going to say that there might be a Whitney Houston song on there. No? Okay.
No.
Divinals?
Nope. Number 3, Summer Nights by Grease.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Number 2, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Okay.
Can I just tell you? that I have grown to hate that song. And, you know, they always say to me, like, every once in a while, I'll get, like, a message or, you're playing this song out. Yeah. The world has played out. Don't Stop Believing My Journey. The world has.
Yeah, I mean, and also, I mean, here's the thing. Steve Perry, incredible singer. So you're going to have a hard time trying to match him. So I don't know.
Number one, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a hard one to sing.
You got to have the nuances.
Raven went to karaoke. We're going to judge him right now. Your turn. What do you think? Because he started with this.
And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love.
I'm going to stop it right there because I'm looking at your face and you're so proud of yourself.
I mean, there are cats hooking up everywhere right now listening to that song right now. I mean, if you just close your eyes and then hear this, it's the same. It's the same. Thank you.
I don't know.
Meatloaf right now is saying, bring the band back together. Get out there on the road and do it for me. That's what he's saying.
I'm sure he's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That one, I got to say, not bad.
Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. This one's rough.
Now, to be fair.
Hold on. I know you so well, I know you're not confident. I know you're not feeling confident right then.
Well, see, I didn't remember the song, really. Now, I remembered it, but I didn't remember, like, you know, the sailing different notes here. That was chosen by my brother-in-law, so I don't really know that one.
Well, this is when you break into the chorus.
Huh? Yeah.
You're only in charge of counting, which is my favorite one.
That's right.
When you go to our Instagram, Anna and Raven, and you watch it, all you see is Raven going, one, two.
I mean, he wouldn't go up there without me. So I was like, you know what? All right, I'll take a part here. That's what I did.
But here's where you really get down and it becomes a group sing-along.
Thank you. And again, close your eyes just for a moment. Same song. Crushing it.
Oh, you think you
same
sound?
Same notes.
Oh, you think you sound just like her? No. Hold on. Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. Listen to this.
Go ahead.
Take that completely down so we hear just you here.
All right.
Ready, go. Yeah.
All right, my sister-in-law, Vanessa, on that one, did not, same thing as me with Brian McKnight, not really familiar with it. She's been ordered to go back and practice. She has 3 months. We're going to do it again in Vegas, in October.
Listen to more.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to my note there, huh? Killed it. Mic drop.
Hold on. Let's just for 1 second evaluate this high note. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wow.
Good. That's good.
I mean, not everybody can do that.
You are 100% accurate, Raven. Wrong answers only. What is a great family activity to do with your kids, especially in the summertime?
Nice.
You know, parents, have you ever planned something fun to do with the kids? And while you're chasing them, they're crying, having a meltdown, spending all your money and absolutely miserable. You wonder to yourself, why? Why did I plan this? Why did I do this? This is supposed to be fun.
Isn't that all amusement parks in the hot sun?
Oh, gosh. Raven, producer John, I made a massive mistake. There is a family golf course, and they call it a family golf course because it's kind of open to everybody. But you know who it really should not be open to? 4-year-olds. Because my husband and I brought my older daughter, Hayden, and we thought we didn't have anyone to watch Dakota. And we're like, we'll bring her. It's a family golf course.
It's family.
It's not mini golf. It's real golf. And it's like 9 holes, so it's not 18 holes. So you do it in pretty much an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I was like, let's do it. We made like a 3:30 tee time, so like all the real golfers would be gone by then.
You think?
Yeah. Okay. We show up. We're all ready to go. Dakota could not be more excited about the carts.
Yeah.
It's the most exciting
just
thing.
Just like anybody.
She doesn't have to wear a seatbelt. And I'm holding her on my side like as if she's going to leap out at any moment. Because if you know my 4-year-old, you know that's a real possibility.
Yeah.
We start going, and it's one thing after another. Here's when she started gathering our balls after we hit them.
How'd you do? Got 2 balls?
Who do they belong to?
This one belongs to you, Mom.
Yeah, I wanted to play that.
This one belongs to Aiden.
Aiden was also playing that ball.
Actually, I stole it from
her. You stole it? Yeah, cool.
We would hit the ball, and she would run as fast as she could.
To like, steal it.
To go pick them up and to hide them from us.
It's like you're playing fetch.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
it.
I noticed that she doesn't have Paul's ball on that. So is Paul the only person that's playing an actual round of golf here while you guys are doing this?
Yeah.
Paul's the only person who hit it far enough that she couldn't
can't
get there.
Right,
he's just trying to ignore you guys.
It's 100% true. Right. She's rolling around in the sand and the hazards. And then at one point, like, I don't know how they could see what's going on. I guess they must have monitors on the course. This older man who works at the golf course comes over and he's like, excuse me, just so you know, there's snakes here, like, in the water pits and stuff like that.
Good.
He's like, so you might want to really keep her close to you, because
reel her in.
That's all Dakota has.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy, I want the snakes. So now every time she sees a ditch with water, she's diving in. And I was like, this was the biggest mistake we've ever made in our life. 100%. All right, wrong answers only.
Yeah.
I'll start. Taking your four-year-old to a golf course is a perfect summer activity.
Yeah. Okay. Demolition derby training. Demolition derby training is always good, which is something we actually do in my family. So
yeah, but your kid is 26, so that's actually kind of awesome.
I mean, if you look at the stats, still pretty dangerous, right?
Right. How about speed dating? I mean, you know, it's a common thing you do in the summertime. You know, you don't want to date. You want to take them to a speed dating thing.
Bring your toddler.
Listen, if you're trying to do this in a speedy way, let's expedite 6, 7, 8 months in the future. Like, here's the kid. Here's him. I'm me. You know, let's talk now.
Oh, great.
Wow, that could be rough.
Your turn now.
You might be right.
Wrong answers only. What is the perfect summer activity for you and your family? 1-800-330-9999. You try to do something fun for the kids. I brought my four-year-old golfing with me, my husband, and my older daughter. We booked the late tee time. We thought of everything. Only 9 holes. Family-friendly executive course. Hmm. Disaster. She's getting our balls. She's throwing them away. She's rolling around in the sand.
It's not the beach.
No. Oh, gosh.
Wrong answers only. How about cave spelunking?
What is that?
You rappel down into a cave and then you explore a cave system.
Oh, it's dark.
It's claustrophobic. Kids love it.
Wrong answers only. What do you do with your kids for fun? On our Facebook page, bungee jumping, dumpster diving.
Nice.
Binge eat Taco Bell.
I mean, that one's not all that bad.
All right, your turn. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Hey, Mike. Wrong answers only. What's a family thing to do with your kids this summer?
Bullfighting with my 7-year-old.
That's a good one. But if all the good forces are watching, you're the one that ends up getting gored.
Mm. This is true.
I love a good lesson learned. It's my favorite.
On my honeymoon, our first leg was in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited because there was a bullfighting thing.
Yeah.
So I said to my husband, I said, let's go. Like, it'll be so exciting. It's so authentic. It's different. It was our first night of our honeymoon. I didn't know they killed the bulls. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So now imagine me with the dirt floor in Mexico with my cup of beer, having the time of my life. And all of a sudden that happens. And I was devastated.
Yeah.
Devastated.
Sobbing.
Yeah.
And they want you to stay while they cook it and eat it.
No. We immediately left. After he was like, what did you think this was? I go, clearly not that.
Right.
I thought, like, you know, hooray, you know, like, ole. And then they used the red, like, flag.
Yeah, and then they let him go back to his bull sleeping area. And the next day they do the show again.
Right.
Nope.
Nope, that's not what happens. There's no roses being thrown.
No.
I don't know what I thought.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that.
Terrible people. Instead, it's a blood splatter.
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks.
Kaylee, wrong answers only. Great family activities.
Taking my 3-year-old to the opera.
Okay. Good news is that they can probably chime in and be just as loud.
Yeah. And I'll certainly appreciate
like
that sitting next to you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I think bringing a toddler to anything that's 5 hours is a problem.
Yeah. The martinis are so strong at those things. So you might be able to go ahead and get away with it.
Yeah, you, not the other people sitting in the room.
No, I'm having the martinis.
Yeah, no, I know. Nikki, wrong answers only. Great family activity.
It would be to take your grandma to a strip club.
Oh,
nice. That'd be a good time.
I know grandmas like to come to bachelorette parties, but that's a little too far.
No.
Grandma might surprise you.
No,
you
I don't want to be surprised. Right. No, I'm good.
I think that's what it's more about, right? Like, when it's your grandma, you don't want to be surprised.
Andy, wrong answers only. Great family activities.
Take your toddler skydiving. That's what I would do.
Great.
Good.
Just throw them right off the plane.
Do they make a harness that large, right? I mean, one thing's for sure. I hear a lot of people do throw up when they're first jumping out of a plane or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right? So with a baby, I mean, that's like normal.
It's like putting your baby in a baby Bjorn. They're already strapped to you. Now you just jump off. So they're already secured to you. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's blaming Canada. This morning, Raven, I heard a news anchor call it the Canadian smoke assault. I was like, come on.
All right.
That seems like a bit much.
Everybody relax here. I mean, it's really sad, actually, what's happening up there. The amount of fires that they're dealing with. I saw that it's like 10 times more than their decades average.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine how terrifying that must be, honestly.
Absolutely. So all about these Canadian wildfires. President Biden announced that the U.S. is going to be sending help so they can help try to control the hundreds of fires that are burning across the country.
I mean, not for nothing. We have a lot of fires ourselves from time to time, years to years. There's some burning right now. And it's crazy to me how much you see how, I mean, I know that this is a huge event going on there, but how it impacts the entire planet's, you know, weather system.
Of course. So now if you live in the Northeast, Midwest, or even as far as the Carolinas, this isn't new news. It's been a wacky few days filled with smoke and haze. And they asked a Canadian wildfire expert why this is happening now. This is what he had to say.
Frankly, it's climate change. I mean, it's the weather. The weather systems that have been in place over North America over the last 5 weeks, like across Canada, we've been under a heat dome that has brought incredible drying to the forest fuels. There's a prolonged drought that has preceded this. The weather conditions were prime for this kind of fire behavior.
And here we are. That's what's happening.
I mean, I don't know. Again, there's a cycle of things, but it's terrible, obviously, right now.
Where the wind blows is where it goes the smoke, and lots of events have been canceled because of it. Concerts, school, graduations, anything really outdoors. It's like the opposite of the pandemic. When they told us to go outside,
right.
Now they tell us to stay inside.
Right.
But the Triple Crown finale is scheduled for tomorrow, Belmont Stakes. Here's what New York Governor Hochul had to say about whether or not it's going to happen.
This is a national phenomenon. People come from all over the country. It's huge for the local economy. And so we hopefully can get this going, but there's no assurance of what the weather's going to be. So it's going to be a last minute decision, I'm sure.
So here's how it
works. I know they're not asking the horses.
They are in a weird kind of way. So if the air quality is under 150, they're good to go. It'll just be a race as usual. If it's between 150 and 200, they have to do a pre-race vet exam to make sure the horse is healthy enough to run.
Well, given how many horses everybody's been losing at all these races here, I'm again thinking that they're going to probably err on the side of, yeah, we'll go for it.
Right. The good news is right now, today looks a lot clearer and so does tomorrow. And we're already under that 150 in the Northeast. So it looks like it'll run for all the horse racing.
Way.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. But also trending with these wildfires. I mean, I don't think you want a trend like this. Shawn Mendes. So Shawn Mendes is a pop star. He's from Ontario. And they were teasing that he was releasing a new song yesterday. And the cover art for the track is a city that looks like Ontario, where he's from.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of smoky. These are the opening lines to the new track that was released yesterday.
Smoke in the air. The city's burning down.
I mean, don't you feel like his PR team should have probably been like, Sean, we should hold on this for at least another week or two, right?
There's somebody in that room is either like genius timing or terrible timing. But, you know, it was 50-50, I guess, a coin flip.
Yep.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
It is Mommy's Margarita Friday. And as always, it doesn't matter if your mom, your dad, or if your children have two legs that are driving you crazy or four legs and furry. It is not easy to be in charge of anybody or anything.
That's true.
So what'd you do this week to earn your margarita? Raven, Hayden, my older daughter, graduated middle school last Friday, a week ago today, right?
Yeah.
So that means that she's been off from school now. Today would be day 5.
Okay.
Last night, she complained that she is, and I quote,
oh boy,
bored. She's very bored. And what are we going to do this summer? 4 days in, and she is bored and wants to know what we're doing. Jessica, what'd you do this week during your margarita?
Ooh,
earned it this week.
What'd you do?
So my sister and her husband are in Mexico this week. So I offered to take care of my niece, and she's 9, but she still sleeps in the same bed as them. So she had to sleep in the same room as me and my wife. And we had to like make her like a little pull-out couch situation in there. So there was zero alone time all week. We were just in the same space. I would drop her off at school and then we'd work, but she was around, you know, the entire week. So I drop her off at school and that'll be the end of it. And then I'm going to be ready for my margarita.
How fun for her though, right? Slumber party all week.
Nice. It was. It was sweet, but man, I am exhausted.
Enjoy your margarita. You deserve it.
Tiffany, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I finally vacuumed and mopped all of my floors because we've been like doing stuff in the backyard. So there's a lot of dirt and sand, you know, but I finally got it done. It took a couple hours, but it's finally clean and it smells beautiful in here.
Enjoy that for the next 4 days.
4 days? I mean, 24 hours in my house.
The pollen is just crazy out of control, at least in my area right now. It's crazy. Like if you do the windows, forget it. The next day, it's like it didn't even happen. There's a quarter inch of stuff right now on the hood of my car.
What do you despise more, mopping or sweeping?
It's kind of a tie, honestly.
Because I'll grab a broom, and it doesn't bother me. But when I have to grab a mop, I don't know why it makes me so angry.
Well, there's extra steps to it. Like, you have to fill the bucket, right. Then you have to, like, mop and then dump it out somewhere. And it's just, like, it feels more satisfying when the mopping is done. But actually getting it done is just, ugh.
You nailed it. You're 100% right.
Smells better.
Yeah. All right. You enjoy that margarita. You deserve it.
Thanks.
Isabella, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I threw my grandfather his 80th birthday party at my house. The whole entire family came.
Oh, that's great.
That is great. What is it about your parents dropping out of doing the parent responsibilities, right? Like, I mean, I always feel like, you know, if you're the child of somebody and they've got a milestone birthday, it's on you. But more and more I run into this. The grandkids are the ones doing it, and it's happening at our houses. It's the same way in my family. Like, I don't understand. How did this happen?
Yeah, nice. They dropped the ball, but I was happy to do it.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, you earned your margarita. Enjoy.
Yep.
Thank you.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Andrew and Melanie. Melanie, what's going on?
So, I broke up with my ex about 6 months ago. We were together like 8 years. We were really close. I was basically part of his entire family. I mean, 8 years is a really long time. I was invited to his sister's wedding. I mean, she was like a sister to me. I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her. Andrew's really not having it. He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now because I'm not with my ex. But it doesn't matter. I still love his family, and I want to go.
Let me ask for myself here. So, obviously, then, Andrew, you haven't been invited. So you would not be the date going to the wedding, right? Am I not understanding that correctly?
Exactly. Basically, she's going with her ex, which is weird. You know, he's an ex for a reason. And so you're basically his date. What? And I'm not invited. So this is, it's a weird position. Like, just say no. Make him an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day. I don't get it. Just send her a gift.
Okay. So how long have you two been dating?
About 3 months.
3 months.
I mean, it's still pretty fresh, but honestly, ignorance would have been bliss. I mean, if you wanted to go to this wedding, why'd you even tell Andrew? Mm. Right? Because I'm with
you,
Andrew.
You can't lie.
But it's weird, though. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I understand that you have a connection with the family. I totally do. I mean, still, like, if you're going with your ex, like, you're riding in the car together. You're sitting next to each other. Like, it's weird.
He's my ex for a reason. I mean, I have no interest in getting back together with him at all. I just want to support his sister and his family. We're going as friends, if you can even call it that at this point. And, you know, I tried to get Andrew an invite, and it's a small wedding. It's expensive. I figured I would be honest and upfront about the situation. Go support his sister, and then that's that.
One last thing. You said that you guys are, you know, friends and it was a fine breakup. Why did you break up?
You know, you're with someone for 8 years and you start just kind of overlooking certain differences. But after a while, it's a little more complicated than this, but I just realized that this is not the person I want to be with for my entire life.
Now, does he feel the same way?
No, he doesn't. But I don't want to marry him. I don't want to have children with him. It went on way too long, in my opinion. But we
were comfortable. But he still likes you more than a friend.
Right.
I mean, he does, but he knows I'm done. I mean, he had 8 years and nothing happened. So, you know.
Until he proposes in the middle of the toast at his sister's wedding. I mean, you know, your love hormones are going. Like, I mean, it's a real thing. Like, you're in a romantic setting. It's all the people you knew for 8 years. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Melanie. It's 8 years is a long time to have a relationship with a family. If you want to go to your ex's sister's wedding, then what's the big deal? But they may see Andrew's side, too. Clearly, this is a guy that wanted to be with you, still wants to be with you. And it's awkward that you're putting yourself out there to go and give him hope when you've clearly moved on with your life.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Guys are coming out swinging today. That is for sure. I think like the last 10 calls we took were all men. Andrew and Melanie, they've been dating for about 3 months at this point. And the problem is that Melanie had agreed to go to her ex-boyfriend's sister's wedding. They were very close. They did it a long time. She was very close with the sister. So it seemed natural for her to still go because she's friends with her ex. There's no problem. Now, Andrew thinks that's the most ridiculous thing he's ever heard.
Well, I mean, the thing is that her ex is still in love with her, right? And she's de facto going as his date, all right? There's no plus one for her. She's going to be sitting next to him. She's going to be riding with him. I mean, all these things are inappropriate at this point. You know, this happens all the times when people break up, right? One person feels stronger than the other. One person wants to continue. You're there at the wedding. Everybody's lovey-lovey. Oh, no. You're going to get a lot of questions.
Right, but if you're friends with his sister and you've known her for 5, 10 years sometimes,
and all of a sudden
you're not going to go to her wedding?
There's going to be 100 people there talking to the sister, right?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Andrew, whose side are you on?
I'm on Andrew's side. Unacceptable. Total red flag. No matter what, you know, if it's her ex for a reason, you know, stand by that.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Andrew and Melanie have been dating for 3 months, but Andrew was very surprised when Melanie said that she was still going to go with her ex-boyfriend to his sister's wedding. She says they were always close. They have a good relationship, her and her ex. What's the big deal?
Andrew thinks this is a terrible idea, even though that they dated for like 8 years before. He says, wait a minute. Your new boyfriend isn't invited. You're going as a date. I don't care how close you were with the sister. This is awkward.
Is it awkward? 1-800-330-9999. Joe, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on his side because the poor guy doesn't realize he's rebound guy.
I mean, this date, it doesn't look good. I'm with you, man. There's no way that I would be cool with this. I'd be like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And when then she did, I don't know if I'm answering my phone anymore.
We're done. He's rebound guy. He doesn't even realize it, poor guy.
Thank you.
Sad position to be in.
Jeff, whose side are you on?
Okay, just because the fact that Andrew was not invited shows no respect for their relationship at all now. I understand that she wants to be with the sister to be married, but they never reached out and said, well, okay, you're invited, but bring your guest. It shows that she's moved on and respect that she has a new relationship. If she goes and doesn't bring her new boyfriend, that's terrible. That's awful. Shows no respect. She shouldn't go.
Hey, Mike, whose side are you on today?
I'm on the guy's side. The girlfriend should not be going with her ex-boyfriend. Apparently, he still has feelings for her. She should be respectful to her current boyfriend and not go to this wedding.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Andrew, our audience agreed with you today. No go, Melanie. You're going to have to come up with an excuse. It's just opening the door to emotions and problems. And if you want to move forward, you can't look back.
Right.
That's so awkward, but I mean, if you really feel that strongly, maybe I could make something up. Maybe I have COVID or something. I don't know.
No, that's not a thing anymore.
I don't think every once in a while you can still get away with that.
I mean, if somebody told me they had COVID, I'd be like, so come on over.
I feel bad because I really do truly love his sister.
I don't even think you have to lie. I think you just say that it's awkward. Say, listen, your brother is still into me, and I am not into him. And as much as I love you, I'm dating somebody else. This whole situation just gets a little bit out of hand, right? Go to dinner with her. Go to lunch with her the week before, running up. She's going to have 100 people at her wedding, and certainly she's got to understand. If she doesn't, at some point she will. She'll be in a situation that's awkward, too, I'm sure.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Andrew, you got to be relieved.
Absolutely.
What if he proposes to her at the wedding?
That's what I said, right? I mean, right in between the toasts. He's like, wait, I'm going to let you finish, but gets down on one knee.
Everybody cheers. You're so caught up in the moment, Melanie. You're like, yes! Then you got to text Andrew that you're accidentally engaged.
Sorry, I'm engaged. Right. He's going to be cool. Right.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,700 thanks to Go-Go Squeeze. Every moment counts to squeeze out the best with your kids. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Made from 100% fruit and no sugar added in a squeezable pouch. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Okay, Christine, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
All right, here we go.
Thanks.
Raven's walking out. That door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I am.
Number one, Morgan Wallen announced he is cleared by doctors to return to singing after 6 weeks of canceled shows due to vocal cord injury. He got his start as a contestant on what singing competition show?
The Voice.
Number two, Wendy Williams, host of The Wendy Williams Show, entered a rehab facility for alcohol abuse. Prior to her TV show, she made her name in what media format?
Radio.
Number three, a 14-year-old was hired to animate on Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. What is Spider-Man's secret identity name?
Peter Parker.
Number four, Jurassic Park is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Jurassic Park is based on a book by what author?
Crichton, Michael Crichton.
And number five, Eva Longoria's directed her first movie based on the book A Boy, A Burrito, and A Cookie. The film tells the story of the janitor Richard Montañez, creator of what beloved snack manufactured by Frito-Lay?
Those spicy chips. Oh, what's the name? Frito? Not Cool Ranch.
Gosh, that's time.
Yeah, sorry.
That's time, and you were right, but you didn't say the name. All right.
Four
out of five for Christine. That was good.
Pretty impressive. Let's see how I do. $1,700. It's Friday. Let's go.
All right. Relax. Take a breath. Hype yourself out so she wins. Number one, Morgan Wallen announced he is cleared by doctors to return to singing after 6 weeks of canceled shows due to vocal cord injury. He got his start as a contestant on what singing competition show?
He was on The Voice.
Right. Number two, Wendy Williams, host of The Wendy Williams Show, entered a rehab facility for alcohol abuse. Prior to her TV show, Williams made her name on what media format?
She was in radio.
Of course she was. It makes me really sad. I watched a documentary on her, and I just feel sad for her. All these things that she's had to go through over the last few years.
It's been a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm not really sure the timeline and whatnot, but, you know, it's been a roller coaster.
Number three, a 14-year-old was hired to animate on Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Cool.
What is Spider-Man's secret identity name?
It's Peter Parker.
Correct. It's so cool. He posted a video to YouTube where he animated part of Spider-Man to look like Legos.
Mm.
And the directors, the producers, they all saw it, couldn't believe that a 14-year-old did it. And he got a part, a paid part to work on the movie.
Hire that kid.
Yep. Number four, Jurassic Park is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Jurassic Park is based on a book by what author?
Michael Crichton.
Yeah. Did I make these easy? I thought they were hard today.
I mean, that's a storyline that I love. That's all.
You guys are tied at four. Number five, Eva Longoria has directed her first movie based on the book A Boy, A Burrito, and A Cookie. The film tells the story of a janitor, Richard Montañez, creator of what beloved snack manufactured by Frito-Lay?
I'm just going to take a guess and say Fritos.
No, it's Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Now, here's the thing. Christine knew it was the hot chip. And she could not get out Flamin' Hot Cheetos. If you just would have done it, Christine, you would have won that cash.
I killed in this game. I'm sorry.
But that is going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Christine, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,800 come Monday.